What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the show. Joining us now, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. Zach, first off, my man, congratulations to you, newlywed, just getting back off your honeymoon. Congrats, my friend. Happy for you, dude.
Thank you, Brady. Not only the love from you, but also Karen in the crowd as well. I love it. I'm honored, Brady.
Well, man, we appreciate you. So happy for you to see that news. You're just one of those guys. You're great at what you do. A great guy, of course, and just thrilled for you, my man. Nothing like jumping right back into it with a little bit of everything. You got a Broncos new helmet. You got a player suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's policy on gambling. I mean, yeah. Welcome back. Get right back to work, my friend.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I thought I was at least going to have a couple of days of calm time to collect myself before camp. And Eni Lazarike said nope. The new Broncos ownership said nope. You get some good with the helmet, some bad with the news yesterday, and then you get a whole lot of crazy starting on Friday with Broncos camp. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some other bigger press conferences before then too, so things are really in full gear right now, Brady.
Oh, I'm very curious about what those press conferences might entail, Zach. That will be interesting.
You know, I think we're going to hear from all the top dogs at the Broncos, whether that's tomorrow or Thursday before training camp kicks off. They typically do that, and of course, this year it's completely different. This will be the first time that we talk to the Penners before training camp starts. It'll be the first time that we talk to Sean Payton before a training camp starts, and then we'll also talk to George Payton. And man, there are plenty of things to talk about, get to know, and I mean, injuries, we already kind of know how they're setting up heading into camp, but the biggest one and the best news of all of these injuries is Javonte Williams. We're going to try to find out just exactly how ready he is to go, but it's huge news that he did not end up on the PUP before camp started.
No question about it. That was one of the big stories to look into with Javonte Williams. Obviously, we're in an interesting time in the NFL where we're debating the running back position these days. Well, I think we can all agree that having a healthy Javonte Williams is better than not having a healthy Javonte Williams.
Exactly. There's no debate about that. And, you know, now the Broncos, they're not desperate for a Dalvin Cook. They're not desperate to go pay one of these running backs that seemingly can't get paid by anyone. They don't have to go out there on the open market right now. But, Brady, I'm still cautiously optimistic about Javonte Williams. This is a great sign for Javonte. There's no doubt about it. There is no way that anyone could have predicted that he would have been ready to go at the start of camp. But does being ready to go for Javonte mean he's 100% ready for contact? Will be 100% every single day of camp? I don't think so, but again, I mean, I've been wrong about where Javonte is going to be this entire time, so maybe he is, but is he more limited, and what does that limited look like to see if he's truly ready for week one? Will he be the bell cow, or will it truly be a 50-50 split between him and Samaje Perine just because of where he is in his recovery? And regardless of how bad Javonte Williams' injury was, typically running backs, and really anyone, but specifically running backs, they need a full year to really be themselves again. And we know one of the things that makes Javonte Williams so good is just his fearless running style. He just bulldozes through people. Can he be that? That would be huge if he can be that this year, but I still think maybe he'll be 90% this season, then we'll really see that again in 2024.
So let's just be on the optimistic side here and assume that he's going to be 100% good to go. How big of a piece do you see him being? We've talked about the rebuild of the offensive line and how Sean Payton really wants to focus on this run game. I mean, he has the potential to easily be the go-to player in all facets. If he's going well, then Russ will have a good game, and everything will just kind of trickle downhill. It just seems like, assuming he's healthy, he is going to be a massive piece to what the Broncos are trying to accomplish this season.
the second biggest piece on offense outside of Russell Wilson, and not because he's Russell Wilson, just because he's the quarterback position. I mean, if Jarrett Stidham were the starting quarterback, I would still say that Javonte Williams is behind him, but he's number two. He's ahead of Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, any of the offensive linemen, just because that there are five different guys that make up the offensive line. He is number two, so you're 100% right, Brady. He is that important to this offense, and that's why if he really is truly ready to go and he can be 100% for week one of the season, this is monumental news and news that no one saw coming, Brady, because let me remind you, this injury, he did not just tear his ACL. He tore two other ligaments, and players, specifically running backs, that have this injury where they injure those three ligaments typically are out 18 months after they suffer their injury. And then you saw it with J.K. Dobbins when he tried to come back. He had to sit out about another month after coming back because it just flared up again. What Javonte Williams is doing is historic. I mean, he's cutting the timeline in half right now. So that's just still why I'm cautious. But I mean, what he's doing right now is insane. He does not have a human's body if he really comes back and is ready for week one.
I was so excited for him last year, thinking, man, he's going to be the difference. Even with all the hype around Russell Wilson, I was really hoping, you know, Javonte Williams would be that guy, the central theme that they could all kind of rally around and build around. Obviously, couldn't stay healthy throughout the course of the season. Season didn't go as planned. So let's see if we can reboot it and put him in the best position to succeed and get the Broncos back into at least somewhat of a playoff picture. Zach, on the negative side of things, tell us more about the Ioma Uwazurke. I've messed that up. I've said that about 14 different times today. But tell us more about the suspension there on the Broncos side of things.
You know, Brady, he says his nickname is Any, so I just go with that.
That's
and then
good.
You're
yes.
cool with that.
Let's
so,
do that.
Ioma Uwazurke, he was betting on NFL games, and that's the key thing here. You saw some players earlier this year suspended for six games for betting on other sports inside team facilities, which is not allowed, but Ioma was betting on NFL games. So I believe the punishment he got, which is an indefinite suspension, at least a year long. He can't reapply for reinstatement until 1 year from yesterday. So he misses all of this season and then all of next offseason before he can even reapply. But this is the biggest suspension we've seen the NFL throw down for gambling recently. It's tied for the biggest suspension. So that there's been no bigger suspensions to this, and it's because he was betting on NFL games in 2022, last season as a rookie. And this is just something that you absolutely cannot do, regardless of if you want to say, well, it doesn't really make sense that the NFL is taking money from these betting companies. No, the NFL makes it very clear that you can't do this, and it makes sense because you can't have any of the integrity of the game being questioned with players betting on games, even if it's not with their own team, which we're not exactly sure yet. We don't know the details of any situation, but this is terrible for him. And Brady, I don't want to sound too crazy saying this, but this could end his career because not only does he miss this season, but he also misses all of next season. And at that point, he may not have a spot on the Broncos anymore because they've not only gone through this season, but they've figured out who their team is going to be for the most part next offseason. And then is a team going to want to pick up a former fourth-round draft pick that did show some improvement at the end of the season, but it hasn't really done much in terms of the NFL yet? I mean, I feel bad for him, although he was the one to make this mistake. And then on the other hand, when you look at the Broncos, this really stinks for the Broncos. It's not like they lost a star, but they could have lost a starter with any. He was certainly pushing to be a starter on the defensive line alongside DJ Jones and Zach Allen. And now the Broncos' defensive line was already pretty thin. It just gets that much more thin. I mean, you look up and down the roster, outside of DJ Jones, Mike Purcell, if he does make the roster, and Zach Allen, you could really say that the roster's wide open for the other 10 guys. And if I were to list those guys for you right now, Brady, people that follow the Broncos may only know two of them, just to show how thin they are at defensive line. And their front seven, Brady, I'm comfortable with their inside linebackers that the Broncos have. But the rest of the defensive line and front seven outside of really DJ Jones, Zach Allen, massive, massive question marks. And that group, specifically the edge guys, but also kind of the rest of the defensive line, that group is going to decide if this is a top 10 defense in the NFL or if this is a bottom 10 defense in the NFL. And it's not a gimme that this defense is going to be great. It really comes down to the front guys. And the Broncos just took a blow there.
Yeah, on both sides, like you said, it's a bummer. I mean, you know, yeah, he broke the rules. There's certainly worse things. But as we've talked about, Zach, we've talked about on this show, when it comes to the integrity of the game, that's the one thing the NFL really fights its hardest to prevent is gambling on the games. Anything that would mess with viewers thinking that there's any kind of whiff of fixing games or anything like that. So they have to. I get why they're laying down the law, and you're seeing it with several players so far.
Yeah, and the thing is the NFL and teams, I should say, I definitely know for a fact the Broncos have made it very, very clear. Every single player in that building knows that you cannot bet inside that building, and every single player knows that regardless of where you are, you cannot bet on NFL games. So it does make it more of a mistake than like a slip up, because Innie absolutely knew what he was doing when he did that. And it, like I said, it cost him almost $900,000 in game checks this season with his salary. And I'm afraid that it could really even cost him his career too. And at the beginning of last season, he didn't see the field much, but at the end of last season, he really started to come on. And Brady, he's a fourth round pick. That's kind of exactly what you hope to see from a fourth round pick. You don't expect to see greatness just right out of the gate as a rookie from a fourth round pick, but you want to see some flashes near the end of the season, and that's exactly what you saw from him. And so it's a real bummer on both ends that he was caught doing this.
Yeah, no question about it. Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, I love the new look, the helmets, the alternate helmet design there. I think that should be the thing. I think that's what they should go with from now on. I love it. I love the old logo, everything.
Man, I love it. And I think the Broncos absolutely knocked it out of the park because they kept the classic old school with the old school D, and then they did something that they've never done before, an all-white helmet. It's the first time that they've ever had everything on the shell of the helmet be white. And you know what? In the AFC, and in fact, really in the NFL, but specifically in the AFC West, teams, the other teams don't embrace white. And white can be such a nice, fresh, icy looking color on a helmet and a jersey. And so the fact that no other team embraces it, absolutely jump on that and embrace it. And I also think, Brady, so I'm with you. I love the new alternate helmets. They're only going to wear them twice this year with their Color Rush orange jerseys. But I think that what the Broncos have done today, they've changed their profile picture on Twitter to be in the old school D, and they've also released this helmet with the old school D. I think that when the Broncos get new uniforms, which I think could be as early as next year, I certainly think that's coming in the next few years. I do think it would be next year. That's just my guess. I think they're really going to incorporate the old school D, and I think they're going to do something similar to these helmets that they released today, something with the old school D, and then something to just make it fresh and something that's new with this team and organization. And so I really think the Broncos did a great job with this. They listened to fans' feedback and then made a great alternate helmet.
Well, when they lost to Jacksonville years ago in the 90s, they come out, they reboot, they have the new logo and everything. They went on to win a couple of Super Bowls. I would say that, yeah, maybe a reboot is just something mental for everybody. It's a mentally cleansing thing, and you put a different foot forward. I would love to see it.
And you know what? It's actually been, and it's been needed for a long time, that the Broncos needed a refresh, not just with one alternate, but with their entire uniform. It's been like that for almost 10 years. But Joe Ellis, the Broncos president and really the leader of the team, when Pat Bowlen stepped away and then ultimately passed away, Joe Ellis said, "I'm not changing anything with the uniforms. I'm going to let the next owner do that." And so I'm happy that this new ownership group isn't waiting years and years and years to do things. They're stepping in right away. And you know what, Brady? For many reasons, it's a new era of Broncos football. We can enjoy the three Super Bowls that the Broncos won with their old, I guess, current logo, which will eventually be their old logo, and enjoy that. But it's time for something new. It's time for something fresh. There's new owners here. There's a new coach here. And I think the Broncos are really embracing that.
Zach, my man, great to have you back. I'll be looking forward to your thoughts. Once we get this thing started off on Friday, I know players are checking in. We're getting press conferences set. So a lot of news, and we'll be looking out for you, my man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, Brady. I can't wait for the grind to start and to be catching up with you a lot.
All right, my man. Sounds good. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider, 144 The Time. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.